are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, now this is cool. This is cool. Apparently, there's these armies of robots the U.S. military is developing that looks like dog-like creatures. I'm looking at this. It almost kind of looks like something from Star Wars that can walk on four legs and huge lumbering trucks, right, that I guess that are supposed to be autonomous, where they can actually be free to make their own decision. I can't believe this is true. They say a new robot is described as like a dog that follows troops on the battlefield, and future models will use technology such as laser imaging to build their own picture of the world. I guess, let me see, what else would these do? I guess robotic research is now nearing the stage that the military may soon be able to deploy large ground vehicles capable of performing tasks on their own with a little human involvement. Sounding a little bit like Terminator. They think more lives could be saved, less wear and tear on the troops, reduced fuel consumption. These things look a little scary. Better make sure they don't, you know, get artificial intelligence or decide to go against the wrong side because they, had a short. Let me see. I guess trucks would drive themselves. They're testing the driverless car in Nevada soon. So I guess everybody's excited about that. I'm not going to be on the street. They say there's an unattended steering wheel on a 15-ton military truck jerked sharply back and forth as the vehicle's huge tires bounce down a rain-scarred ravine through mounds of mine rubble. Okay, I can understand this is like cool toys. I get that. I guess the windshield wipers aren't automated yet, so they don't have that done yet. But I guess they have these autonomous ground systems face challenges like dust, fog, debris, as well as avoiding civilians and troops. Yeah, that would be nice. The path may be passable one moment and then littered with obstacles later because of battle damage. So they need to know how to adapt. All right, the hardest thing to deal with has been figuring out how to make the system usable for soldiers and be able to cope with the chaotic environment. Now, I guess enough progress has been made that Lockheed's Squad Mission Support System, a 5,000-pound vehicle designed to carry backpacks and other gear for overloaded foot soldiers, is now being tested. Four-legged walking robot designed to carry loads for combat foot patrols. The Legged Squad Support System, or LS-3, is due to undergo testing and assessment with troops towards the end of the year. Look, I think this stuff is cool. I mean, anything we could do to save men's lives, I love. It just, you know, I mean, we're really trusting robots to think. All right, well, apparently they say to take on greater autonomy, robotic systems need more than video cameras. They need sensors that could give them an accurate view of the world and the capacity to interpret that input so they can respond appropriately to the situation. While radar uses radio waves or microwaves, the LIDAR, three-dimensional LIDAR, light detection and ranging system, uses lasers. It produces a more tightly focused wave that could deliver images with sharper resolution. Well, pretty cool stuff. Laser beams can bounce back to the sensors from fog, dust, smoke, and foliage, making it seem the vehicle is facing an obstacle. They can reflect off water in a puddle and bounce into space. You know, they could probably make these things invisible later when they do the whole mirror trick, or they do that whole trick that they did with those carbon nanotubes. Remember we talked about that, or they were able to make something disappear because it used the heat that reflected off the ground. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool technology. I guess it heated up, then it took the light that reflected off the ground and was able to produce an image that looked like it was invisible. It was really cool stuff. Okay, so anyway, Army and robots. We'll see. Exciting stuff, but I don't want to be around on the battlefield. All right, so we were talking about this girl. Oh, this was a real, real shame. Okay, Amy Copeland. Amy Copeland had, I guess, kind of made a makeshift type of zip line, and unfortunately she fell, had a huge gash to her leg. only 24 years old, goes into Augusta Hospital, was it? No, in Augusta, okay. And she contracted Aeromonas hydrophila, which is a kind of a rare bacteria, but it caused her to have necrotizing fasciitis. Fascia, like we described earlier in the show, it's like a plane, you know, a plane under the skin covering the muscle. And it kind of looks shiny, kind of silky, kind of like the covering you have on the bottom side of your mattress. And once bacteria gets in there, there's no stopping it. It can, like a flash, just go up and travel through parts of the body. Well, she goes to the hospital, right? She goes to the ER to deal with the gash. From what I understand, they kind of cleaned it and stapled it together, told her to take Motrin and Tylenol for pain. She comes back having pain, so they gave her some pain medicine. Still no antibiotics. She comes back a third time. Doctor gives her antibiotics. By the next day, the pain already went from the leg up to the hip, started to spread. From what we understand, she ended up needing an amputation. And it is absolutely frightening. They say most people will encounter the bacteria and suffer no illness. Others may contract a stomach bug or minor skin infection. But sometimes people with, you know, immunocompromised systems or diabetes, you know, people that are more vulnerable, these infections could just go haywire. And very few people should die from this bacteria. This one bacteria causes fish issues and amphibian sicknesses. But usually for humans, it's rare. But this thing hit her at the wrong place at the wrong time. My recommendation to any of you is if you do have a nasty type of infection, ask for antibiotics. Or not nasty type of infection, nasty gash. Ask for antibiotics. And one thing we're going to talk about that I'm going to talk about when we come back on break is I think a big problem we're having is ERs are doing less. And they're doing less for a variety of reasons. One could be Obamacare. Two could be, you know, we're telling people don't do as many tests. Don't give as many antibiotics. We're over-treating. We're over-prescribing. You know, when I did ER in the late 90s, of course I gave antibiotics. Anything that had that deep a gash where it required staples, I'd give antibiotics. You know, because there's no way I could have cleaned it to 100%. And unfortunately, we're starting to see more and more care starting to be compromised for a variety of reasons. So don't go away. We'll talk about this more. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is May 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,629.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,670.25, $835.13 for a half ounce, and $417.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,670.25, $835.13, and $417.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So, you know, we've been talking about the changes with healthcare, and one of the things I think that both sides can't agree on is we are spending too much money, and we are probably spending too much money per patient. We can also agree on that emergency rooms are being inundated with patients. Many of these patients don't pay, many of these patients can't pay, and many of the tests and things we're running in the emergency room are very expensive, and many may be deemed by some unnecessary. Okay, so I think a lot of us can agree on that, okay, because I really don't want to go on a political tangent here. But the one thing, though, that I'm finding is emergency rooms and hospitals are blatantly in their rules and regulations, okay, telling emergency room doctors that if you do order a test that ends up, you know, being negative, the more you do that, the more you'll be penalized. Now, I'm hearing that from more and more doctors. Now, of course, we don't want to name any of the establishments or institutions because we don't want to give them any negative press, because Lord knows that could get pretty ugly, because most of these doctors that have told me this have done so asking for their anonymity, if I can pronounce that right, it makes sense. I wouldn't be surprised. All right. They don't want the ER docs ordering CT heads on everybody that has head trauma, because CTs are expensive. And if the patient didn't have head trauma, then they would consider that a wasteful test. Now, of course, when I did ER, I ordered tests on patients I thought needed them. If I didn't think they needed a CT head, I wouldn't have ordered it. Somebody coming in with an elbow fracture, no, I didn't order a CT head. Somebody coming in having had a pretty significant concussion, having some neurological symptoms, being a little confused, I ordered the test. Somebody coming in with severe pain, I ordered the test if I thought it was necessary. I hate the fact that we're losing the autonomy. However, what's happening is you're now having doctors second guess themselves. Now, we talked about why I think that's dangerous, okay? When you're actually, I haven't talked about this one point. When you're in medical school, they teach you to trust your instinct. And you know how whenever you take a test in class, they say the first answer that pops out at you is probably the right one. Okay, you trust your instinct. When you start to think it through, right, let's say you're taking an exam in school or you're trying to think of what to do in a particular situation, the first thing that comes to your mind is probably the right one, the right answer. Once you start to think too much and contemplate, then you start to overthink things and you could pick the wrong answer. Well, when you do ER, when you're an emergency room physician, which I had the honor of being, even though it wasn't in the busiest of emergency rooms, we definitely had our days. And I wish I could have even had more experience than I had, but when I did emergency room, and not just in training, when I actually manned the emergency room with another doctor, your instinct told you a lot. So somebody coming in, like for example, I had a patient come in who, the nurse came up to me and said, look, this is somebody, he comes in once a month for his Demerol and Phenergan. You know, he gets headaches. We give him his Demerol and Phenergan and we send him on his way. And I go, okay, well, that's nice. I know what you do, but I'd like to at least talk to him. And don't start drying it up. Let me get a feel for this. The guy's coming in with a severe headache. Now, the one thing I was taught in school is when somebody goes, this is the worst headache I've ever had. Okay. Sometimes that could be something called a subdural hematoma, which is a bleed right below the dura in the brain. It could be pretty dangerous. So I go up and I talk to this gentleman. He goes, hi, doc. I'm sorry to come in so often. I know you haven't met me yet, but I get these horrible headaches and they give me my Demerol and Phenergan. And I go, well, let me just ask you about this headache here. I mean, is this your typical headache? He goes, no, I think it's worse. I go, so you think this is the worst? He goes, this is the worst headache, doc, I've ever had. I've never had a headache this bad. So I decide to scan him. The nurse is like, excuse me, we've never had to scan him. He comes in every month. What are you ordering a scan for? I go, please let me do. And again, I love nurses. They're the backbone of the healthcare system. But every now and then, you know, you come up across a sourpuss who, you know, wants to tell you what to do. And in this particular case, I'm like, I don't know. I want to do a CAT scan. Well, he had not only one subdural hematoma. I have never seen this. He actually had bilateral. He had a bleed both sides of the brain. I've had no trauma. Now, again, unfortunately, when you do ER or urgent care, you don't get to follow up. So I don't know, maybe he had a blood thinning. He had a hemophilia. Maybe he did bang his head and didn't know it. I don't know. But all I know is, imagine if I let that man go home just giving him a shot of Demerol and Phenergan. Okay, you need to trust your instincts. And unfortunately, what I'm starting to see in these emergency rooms is patients getting discharged. I get patients all the time telling me, doctor, the ER doc did nothing. I'm like, what are you talking about? They did nothing. I was in a car accident, whatever, they did nothing. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. ER docs will not do nothing. They'll probably, you know, assess your cervical spine. Maybe they'll take some x-rays. No, nothing. And I'm noticing that. People are not getting x-rays anymore in the ER. And you know, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dolly, you're good. We're, you know, it's saving money and, you know, we're doing a lot of unnecessary tests. And you're right. There seems to be a lot of extra tests. But I can't tell you how many times we have sent people back to the hospital and we were right to. I can't tell you how many appendicitis has come back. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You need to go back and get a scan. I really think this is appendicitis. We send them back to the ER and we get a call going, well, they have appendicitis. I go, I know. Why did you scan them yesterday when they came to the ER? We had a patient that went to the ER for a severe headache and back pain. And the ER didn't scan her. So she comes to see us. The doctor says, I don't care. Something's not right. I'm going to send you back to the ER. She had a bleed in the brain. She had an aneurysm that had ruptured, a small one. And the blood had dripped down into her spinal column, and that's when she was feeling pain. You know, and I'm getting sick and tired of sending people back to the ER. But what's happening is ER doctors, and I love ER doctors, they're under a lot of pressure now to not order the tests and to manage a little bit less expensively. Now, what that's causing people to do and what's causing these emergency room physicians to do is to second guess themselves. They are now stopping to think about what the hospital administrator wants. That's not how you do medicine. You're not supposed to do that. Your job is to go, something's not right. You can't be clouded by management or administration. Unfortunately, that's what America wants because it'll save money. But like, for example, we had this girl go to the hospital 3 times and not one person gave her an antibiotic. Not one person. It was a deep gash. Now, I probably know why. There is some logic to this. Number one, they're probably trying to avoid antibiotic resistance, so they're trying to save money. And, you know, holding off on the antibiotic and not giving everybody an antibiotic that you see in the ER does, you know, hopefully preserve the potency of the antibiotic. But I'm sorry, you got somebody with a deep gash that occurred, you know, by a river. I would, you know, give her some protection. Number two is many times you don't see signs of infection till a couple days in. So if she's saying something hurts, the wound is stapled up nicely, and we use staples a lot of times, sometimes more than sutures. The wound is stapled up nicely. They don't see redness, like, well, it doesn't look infected. But you see, what you have to realize in medicine is by the time it looks infected, it could be too late. So unfortunately, this 24-year-old girl had a type of bacteria that got into the fascia area, caused necrotizing fasciitis, spread to the point where they had to amputate the leg. Frightening. Completely, it was one of those flesh-eating type bacterias. And the only way I guess they thought they could stop it was amputating. You know, we can't do medicine cookbook style. You know, when I teach my medical students, I go, just because something doesn't look infected doesn't mean it isn't. Now, no, you don't want to give antibiotics willy-nilly, but I would do checklist medicine. Somebody has a deep gashing wound that requires 20 staples. Most likely you didn't clean it out the most, you know, most likely it's not sterile. Maybe give them an antibiotic. Now, somebody could argue with Dr. Dahlia, this bacteria was so rare that how do you know that the antibiotic would have covered it? The Aeromonas hydrophila, that's a rare one. Well, you got a point. You do have a point. There's a chance she could have been, you know, in trouble anyway. But, you know, if the antibiotic could have curbed any of this, it could have saved her leg. So we're now in a situation where doctors are holding back. And you do not want your doctor to hold back. You want him to go with his instinct. You want him to, you know, remember what happened 5, 10, 15 years ago and go, look, I don't want this to happen to you. But unfortunately, because of the way healthcare is going, we're having hesitation. We're having second guessing. And I think we're going to have more problems. Don't go away. We're coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now researchers are saying that makeup sex is the same as cocaine. And people crave the emotional high and never really resolve the argument. Really? They did a study on this, honestly. All right, so clinical psychologist Seth Myers believes that the high experience from makeup sex is the real reason people run for the covers to stop a fight, and that it far from solves the problem. Well, duh. This is a recent post in Psychology Today entitled Makeup Sex Hurts, Why and How to Avoid It, and he is an L.A.-based doctor, thinks it is bad news. He says it reinforces fighting and emotional drama. You have amazing sex after you have a huge fight. Doesn't it make sense to fight again since the reward is so great? I don't know. I think people like passion. I think people like to act like in the movies. They think it's fun. I mean, everybody says love and hate are opposites. They're really not. You know, the opposite of love is actually apathy. But people like to think that, okay, well, if you hate somebody, you love them. You could be attracted to something you hate. You could, you know, like if you're mad at somebody and, you know, because again, you know, being apathetic, you really don't care. You know, you're kind of numb. So if you hate or are really ticked off, sometimes it stirs up passion. So, of course, people do like sex, so I get that. But they say when couples have shared extreme negative emotions, makeup sex provides a quick and easy resolution that might otherwise not have existed. All right. But while initiating an argument solely for the satisfaction of ensuring makeup sex, that means that person has a problem. All right. Okay. So real intimacy, he argues, comes with balance and understanding. And men and women would do better to pause for thought the next time they are compelled to rip each other's clothes off mid-debate. That doesn't sound as fun. They say talking a problem through and finding a resolution then and there avoids the issue recurring later on down the line. Well, of course, I remember watching Hollywood Squares as a kid. Yeah, I loved Hollywood Squares. Paul Lynde was always in the middle. And I remember one of the questions they asked is, what room of the house should you never have a fight? And I was really little watching this. And they said, the bedroom. And the answer was correct. And I guess they got to put an X or an O, whatever. And I remember asking my mom, what? You know, because my mom fought with my dad everywhere. I mean, my mom would yell at me. It didn't matter if it was in the bedroom, if I was in the bathroom taking a bubble bath. My mom yelled at me. Mom and dad would fight. I mean, it was noisy in any room of the house. And I go, well, why? And my mom couldn't explain it to me, but my sister said, you know, my older sister, being snotty, you never want to have a fight where you have sex. Because then you're never going to want to have sex because that room has bad memories. Of course, my mom starts to yell at my sister for talking about sex to me, etc. All right, so, yeah, it happens. And, you know, but a lot of people believe that. You know, the bedroom you should not be in except for sleeping and sex. This way you can't have a fight. This way you can't have kids going in there and putting their pictures up and having this old, what is it, feng shui, what is it, the feng shui? Feng shui, right? Messing all that up. Now, when I got married, that's what, you know, people would always say. Don't let the kids in the bedroom. Don't let the kids sleep with you in the bed. Don't let the kids decorate your walls. Your bedroom should just be for sleeping and sex. Now, to us, that never made sense. I was always in an apartment. I either lived in a studio apartment or I never really had separate rooms. You know, I mean, or if we had an apartment, you know, you had multiple roommates. And so, honestly, I'm like, look, I don't think I have the liberty of having a bedroom and a family room and a room. I mean, you know, when my child was born, we did have a separate room. We moved into a house at the time, so we did have a separate room, but it was far away. So, of course, we brought the kid into the bedroom because I was worried about SIDS, you know, being a medical student and a resident. You know, having your first baby, I was watching that kid breathe the whole time. Had the bassinet next to me. I would have slept in the crib if I could have. So that just completely went away. And then we bought, you know, a television. You know, we got rid of the television I used ever since my college days, and we bought a television. Well, since we were always, you know, with the baby in that area of the house, put the television there. So we ended up starting to live in the bedroom. Your bedroom had the bathroom. We had a little fridge up there so we could put the kids' bottles after we were done breastfeeding. We had bottles there so I could feed them in the middle of the night. You know, we had bottles there. And so we just were self-sufficient, you know, and you know, later then, you know, we got a bigger house and, you know, we had more rooms, et cetera. But you have people that just say, no. You stay completely, that bedroom is only for those two things. So you can never have a fight. You can never have bad experiences, et cetera. And maybe it does work. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, many people, you know, I mean, I've never really asked it. That would be an interesting study. Those people where the bedroom was completely left unused except at night. I mean, you know, just completely left alone. You get up in the morning, you get dressed, you don't even go in there, you know, until it's bedtime. And you live in the family room versus marriages where the kids are always running around and et cetera. I mean, the way our house is now, we don't use part of our house, and we live upstairs. We have an upstairs, downstairs, and we actually have a kind of a rumpus room, a bonus room attached to the master bedroom. We wanted to add on extra square footage when we built the house, so we actually just kind of put a, you know, big screen there, and that's kind of our movie room. I mean, we don't have a movie theater or anything like that. One of these days, I'd like to, if the recession gets better, make a little money, maybe kind of make a little home theater. But unfortunately, people, you know, the kids have to go through our bedroom to get to that room. Now, maybe if we ever sell the house, somebody could use it as a real nice nursery. or they could use it as an extension of the bedroom or whatever. I don't know how we're going to market it, to be honest, because it's kind of awkward. But I don't care because, again, my kids were young and I get to keep an eye on them. And, you know, I have my computer in the room. And so honestly, we live in the bedroom, the bathroom, the kids' rooms, and that little TV room. And that's just where we live. That's why I could be very happy in any size apartment. I'm just comfortable there. I don't like big houses. I just don't need the extra space. I'm perfectly fine. Have a refrigerator, have a toilet, have a shower, have the bed. I'm good. But it'll be an interesting study. So anyway, that's what they say about makeup sex. Okay. Let me see. What else do we have here? Oh boy, more sex story. They say there is a sex toy. Oh, this is ridiculous. A sex toy connects to a laptop and lets couples Skype each other and be able to do long-distance sex. It is called the Mojo Wejo. It is the very latest in sex toy technology and could transform the way they say long-distance couples communicate forever. It is a toy that has transformed cybersex called the Mojo Wejo Vibrator that is connected wirelessly to a laptop and controlled remotely, meaning that those forced to say goodnight via Skype could now see their late night calls. I get spicy. The Mojo Wejo is a sex toy of two parts. One, a traditionally shaped pink vibrator for the ladies, and another blue ring-shaped device. I'm not going to explain how you use that one. Both attachments are fitted to a handle that can be attached to the accessory port, get this, on your Wii. You could attach this to your Wii remote control. Using the motion to vibration technology, the device is able to transform the movements performed by each user into vibration signals and send them to another selected device, either in the same room or over the internet. Couples download the software, dial into each other's laptops using Skype, and the presence of both Mojo Wejos is picked up. Using the motion of their own remotes, the users can then, I am so sorry if this is graphic, play with the settings on their partner's vibrator, upping the frequency or taking it down as required. So the more one partner moves their wand, the more the other partners will vibrate. One couple forced to spend 6 months apart during work commitment said it has transformed their relationship. Using we for sex. No wonder kids are addicted to porn. Whew. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted red roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're kind of grossed out by that whole Wii sex toy story. We're going to talk about cannibalism next. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so apparently two new books claim that Europeans indulged in cannibalism until the 1900s, and that we shouldn't be so shocked by these pills that South Koreans confiscated in customs that were filled with powdered human flesh. Remember that? A few days ago? These pills, what they believe came from China, had, I guess, powdered baby fetuses and powdered baby flesh that are supposed to be marketed as stamina builders. We were all grossed out. And I guess two new books are saying, well, wait a second here. Two new books say Europeans saw no issue with cannibalism right into the 19th and 20th century. They made candles from human fat in the 1880s. I don't even know if I could read this without getting sick. Drank blood at the scaffolding. made remedies out of crushed skull powder. They said they had no issue in these books. No issues, no ethical concerns about using the bodies of dead people in their medicines and their treatments, etc. They said King Charles II of England, they claim, sipped, quote-unquote, the king's drops of powder mix of human skull with alcohol. They say, according to a new book, Medicinal Cannibalism in Early Modern English Literature and Culture by Louise Noble, many Europeans from royalty to scientists routinely ate remedies containing human bones, fat, and blood in order to solve everyday complaints from headaches to even epilepsy. All right. Apparently, they say, even as a supernatural, I'm getting this from Daily Mail, view of the world, of course, evolved to a scientific one, people still ascribe to the theory that eating a part of the body would help cure ailments in your own organ. For instance, headaches could be cured by a portion of crushed skull, or you drink blood to cure blood ailments. Now, another book called Mummies, Cannibals, and Vampires, The History of Corpse Medicine from the Renaissance to the Victorians, also shows the history of cannibalism in Europe. Wow. Now, I guess a 17th century pioneer of brain science, Thomas Willis, brewed a drink for apoplexy or bleeding that mingled powdered human skull and chocolate. I'll just take the chocolate, please. Meanwhile, the moss that grew over buried skull was used to cure nosebleeds and possibly epilepsy. They found human fat could cure gout. And so German doctors soaked bandages in the fat for wounds. And I bet maybe back then, remember, now we have medicines, you know, we can take Lipitor for our cholesterol, we can take, you know, colchicine for our gout. We have these medications. Maybe back then, these people were so scared of dying, because obviously they didn't have medicines like we did, that if, you know, I guess the scientist or doctor says, look, this is what we do, they just considered it okay. I guess that's what we do. And they didn't look at it as cannibalism. You know, they didn't look at it as I'm sitting there munching on another person. They looked at it as I'm using this as a treatment, which is kind of scary. All right, let me see what else. Oh, I know. Is this disgusting? I guess fresh blood was valued for its effects on vitality. They thought blood was good for drinking. Some followers had suggested. I don't want to talk about that. That's making me sick. It's kind of interesting. So they said, according to the Smithsonian, the practice began to die out as science flourished, but it still existed in the 19th century. Apparently, in 1847, there was an Englishman advised to mix the skull of a young woman with treacle and feed it to the daughter to cure epilepsy. Of course, it failed. And, okay, we already talked about that. I don't want to go anymore. That's disgusting. I'm done with that. Oh, weird. Now, we'll see. I'd like to talk about old remedies. It just, I would love to hear what worked. Yeah, I mean, that is the one thing I think we are really lacking in modern medicine. I would love to know what worked. You know, I mean, what was something that they commonly used that worked? You know, I have a bag from, I think, 1903. And it had the powder that was used for a treatment for cough. And I think the ingredients were lemon and ginger. I need to look at it. It's kind of hard to read because it's so old. It's from 1903. But, you know, I'd like to know what remedies worked back then that we could still use today. Not cannibalistic ones. I don't want to even hear those. Don't even go there. But, you know, it'd be interesting if somebody said they would take, you know, ginger root and rub it on your nose and that would, you know, help with your sinusitis. I would love for people to try that. I would love to see a study of somebody trying some of the clean, ethical, old remedies. All right? Now, many of you are probably gone with Dr. Dahlia. There's a lot of people already in foreign countries doing things. And it's true. You know, one family I know, the mother-in-law, I believe she's from Armenia, was trying to give the granddaughter her urine because she thought that the, you know, and of course the son-in-law walked in on this going, what the heck are you doing? You're feeding my daughter your urine? Totally freaked out. And apparently grandma thought that that's what worked. Now, even if it did work, I'm sorry. No. Not even going to go for it. But it just, you know, I'd like to know what other people are using. You know, I mean, if there's something in our cupboard that'll work, but no, there's just, I mean, nobody, and you want to know why no one's studying it, is because no one's going to make money off of it. You know, the reason why we have these studies is because a pharmaceutical company has something to gain. These studies are extremely expensive. You have to recruit people, you have to publish, you got to go through clinical trials, you have to manufacture, you have to, you know, these studies cost money. And why would a company who's trying to advertise their own pharmaceutical, you know, want to prove that, you know, you can just go into your cupboard and use cinnamon or et cetera. You know, and so, I mean, you know, we're hearing that blueberries help fight this. I mean, we're getting a little bit of it. But I am just dying to know, you know, how did people treat epilepsy back then? Was there something natural that worked that stopped the seizures? I'm dying to know. But we'll see. Anyway, I mean, speaking about babies, this baby luckily is alive. Apparently a baby was found abandoned outside a Las Vegas hospital. Actually, the hospital was abandoned. I used to volunteer there. I used to candy stripe there, Desert Springs Hospital. Apparently, there is a safe haven law that now all 50 states have adopted, where if you give birth and you don't want the baby, rather than dumping it in a dumpster, aborting it, you can bring it to a designated safe haven location. Okay? Now, apparently, in this particular case, somebody left the baby and the placenta. It was a newborn. Okay, luckily healthy. Everything was, I guess, in a shopping cart. And they just left the shopping cart in front of the hospital. You know, probably because they didn't want to be seen and they didn't know how to do it. I mean, you know. Now, from what I understand, you could leave it with a nurse, a firefighter, another official at a designated safe haven location, but most people don't know. And from what I understand, it's probably not the mom. Somebody else probably took the baby because if the placenta is still attached, obviously the mom must have just given birth. She's probably lying somewhere bleeding. It's unfortunate. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize this safe haven law exists that gives you protection. It's called the Safe Haven Infant Protection Act. I think the first state to pass it was Nebraska, then I think Alaska. Now all 50 states have adopted this, where people will be protected from criminal charges if they bring a baby to a safe haven. No shame, no blame, no names. That's what they say. No shame, no blame, no names. All right, and apparently what had happened is, unfortunately, though, the way they left it was very dangerous. They left a baby with placenta attached, just sitting there in a shopping cart from the hospital. And a doctor running into the hospital to perform an emergency surgery saw it and brought it in. So, I know. But this is what things, you know, this is how it nothing really shocks me. Nothing shocks me. The law lets parents hand over a child under 30 days old to emergency care providers at any hospital, urgent care facility, or a fire or police station that's occupied. And you can call 911. You know, if you give birth, you can call 911. It's just, I guess, people really want to be anonymous. But, you know, people are leaving babies in toilets and all over the place. So just not shopping carts. Just bring it in. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the night. I will talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Facebook. You all be safe.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.